Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Julia Simpson. How are you, Julia?
I'm really well. Thank you very much, Robert. Thank you for inviting me.
And Julia is CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, and this is a unique organization that has about 200 CEOs involved. And in full disclosure, today you're doing the interview from London, correct?
Yes, I'm in London on a beautiful spring day, which is, if anyone knows England, it's a great release when the rain stops and we see some sunshine. So, yeah, feeling very positive.
And perhaps that is analogous because we've gone through a lot of rainstorms and travel, and now as we're emerging from the pandemic, perhaps we will see more sunshine emerging in the industry.
Yes, and I really think we will. I mean, the pandemic affected so many industries. But if you look at global GDP, it kind of was affected by about 3.4%. But travel and tourism was hit by a massive 50%. We lost 62 million jobs worldwide. And a lot of those jobs were in communities that could ill afford to lose that kind of business. So it's been a real eye-opener, I think, to governments. Some governments that kind of took travel and tourism for granted in terms of adding to their balance sheet were quite surprised at the massive impact at losing 50%. I mean, globally, it's worth normally about $9.2 trillion globally, and that got knocked right down to about $4.7 trillion. So it's been a big impact. So that's the kind of bad news. The good news is there's massive pent-up demand for travel. I think it's a kind of, it's part of human nature that after coming out of a very dark place and feeling very, very confined, all our research shows that people want to start traveling again. And many people in the US did a lot of domestic travel, of course. But I remember at one point you couldn't find, you know, a hotel room in Miami for love nor money. So I think people are very, very keen to actually go abroad, discover new places. And that story is the same worldwide.
So we're going to talk more about that, but let's start off, talk about what the organization is.
Yes, so as you said, WTTC represents World Travel and Tourism Council, and we're a global organization set up 30 years ago by leading CEOs from airlines, hotels, tour operators, cruise liners, and we were set up with the role to represent the value of travel that travel and tourism brings in terms of jobs and in terms of economic contribution to nations' economies. Because as I said, I think there was a view that we were kind of taken a little bit for granted. And the great power of the WTTC is we do end up sitting at the top table with global leaders from around the world because they really understand our value. I'll give you two examples. President Macron of France recently invited the whole of the travel tourism sector in France to come together with us, invited us as the WTTC, and really looked at how they can improve the offering of travel and tourism in France. Not just Paris. We know a lot of visitors like to go to Paris, but whether it's the South Coast or whether it's their mountains, whether it's the cruise sector, whether it's the wine sector. And so you're seeing leaders really, really value travel and tourism as an economic driver. And then secondly, recently I was with the president of Zambia. And you'll get countries that want to pivot their economies around travel and tourism. A great example of this was actually Colombia. And Colombia, under President Santos, he really could see the value. And he said to me once, you know, we had people, guerrilleros, in the forest, you know, with AK-47s. And they are now protecting their rainforests. And they are tour guides. and they are making a living. So the power of travel and tourism in communities is really profound. It also, you know, it's what we call in the jargon, it gives a lot of direct entry jobs. And what I mean by that is people who don't always have college degrees, but they can get into travel and tourism and they can work their way up and have a fantastic career. There's a really great leader in the Caribbean called Adam Stewart. He runs Sandals. It's one of the many really, really good chains in the Caribbean. And he said, you know, I can literally take somebody who cannot read and write, and if they've got the right attitude, they can end up with the master's degree when they work with me. So we provide a lot of education and support to communities.
Talk about who some of the CEOs are from the different sectors, because that's our audience is all CEOs, so they'd love to hear advice from someone, maybe the airline industry. You mentioned the hotel industry already, maybe the cruise line industry.
Yeah. Well, our chairman is Arnold Donald, and as you know, he's CEO and chairman of Carnival Cruises, and they have got an incredible operation, an operation that was definitely hit very profoundly by COVID, but is really bouncing back, that pent-up demand to travel. So, you know, he is our chairman. Our former chairman was Chris Nassetta, who's CEO and chairman of the Hilton Group. You know, we have Sebastian Bazin, who's from the Accor Group. We have the CEO at Uber. We have CEOs at Airbnb. We really, Matthew Upchurch, who I don't know if you know him, is a fantastic leader of Virtuoso in America. And they are, if you like, the luxury end of tour and travel agents. So we have, you know, we really, really do cross the sector. And it's interesting for me personally, because normally if you're on a, you're running an organization and you'll have your chairman and that will be your board. But my board is full of chairmen and CEOs. So it's wonderful. You know, you really learn a lesson in humility because these people have got so senior. I always say as a leader, watch and learn. I worked many, many years ago with the UK government, not as a politician, but as a senior civil servant. And I worked with Tony Blair, who was a UK prime minister. And I used to watch him as a leader. And I used to think, no, that works really well. I'm going to copy that. And it's really interesting as leaders how you do have to be authentic to who you are as a human being and who you are as a leader. But you can learn leadership as well. And the older you get, the wiser you get. As I said, one of my favorite quotes is Samuel Beckett, you know, the Irish playwright, fail again, better.
There you have it. And I know about the 62 million jobs. My mom was a travel agent for 40 years and retired during the pandemic. Now, she's 87, so she was probably ready to retire anyway, but she loved her work. Tell me something you heard from a CEO about managing through an incredible crisis like this, a lesson that you learned from maybe one of your members.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because you do get leaders who can be very, very good in a crisis. And interestingly, I have been a leader in organizations where, sadly, sometimes we've had some very, very big crises. And there is an element of a good leader in a crisis that is innate. They step up to the plate. You know, when I worked in aviation, I was working for British Airways and we had a large plane, a 777, come in from into London from China, and it had a problem on landing with the power supply couldn't get through. Thank God nobody was seriously hurt, and through the heroic endeavours of the captain at the time, that plane was saved and all the souls on board were saved. But it is very interesting. That was a moment where, you know, you have a real crisis. Or, for example, I used to work in the Home Security Department in the UK when I was working in the UK government. And we had bombings in London by terrorists. And again, you know, you have to really walk into the fire. So I think I have learned by watching leaders, great leaders, in a time of crisis become very calm. They actually slow themselves down. I've seen, and I've done it myself, when people are potentially going to run around like headless chickens, even walking through the office, you need to walk more slowly. You need to speak more slowly, because the adrenaline that is coursing through everybody's system can, you know, and that kind of hysteria causes very, very blocked thinking. So it, I have seen, you know, great leaders be very, very courageous. And actually my predecessor, Gloria Guevara, you know, she stepped up to the plate when COVID struck. She could see that a lot of countries were panicking. They were bringing in COVID restrictions. They were bringing in red lists. You couldn't fly anywhere. And she really stepped up at that key moment. It's knowing when the key opportunity is.
We're going to hear more about stepping up to the plate in leadership. Back in a few.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Julia Simpson, and you were telling about how CEOs step up to the plate.
Yes, I think great leaders do step up to the plate in a crisis, but also great leaders can't only be crisis junkies, if you know what I mean. You do get some people that just thrive on crisis, and the great leader needs to be able to manage through the calm as well as through the storm. I've always felt that is a true quality of a great leader. I work with Willie Walsh, who is the CEO now of IATA, and he used to be the CEO of International Airlines Group. And I've worked with him through some major crises. And again, he showed a great calmness, but he also showed the willingness to step into the fire and become the leader. And also, if something has gone wrong, accepting responsibility. It's very difficult in the corporate world sometimes because your lawyers, your corporate lawyers will say, don't say sorry, don't take any responsibility, you know. But actually, sometimes you have to listen to that advice. But if you have or your organization has done something wrong, you need to take responsibility for it.
And how do you deal with something like Russia, Ukraine, when the world is in unrest? It's like we're finally coming out of COVID, and now we have this challenge, not even to mention supply chain challenges.
Yes, I think, you know, the Ukraine crisis, first and foremost, is a humanitarian crisis. And although we all run businesses, it's really important to recognize that we do have, you know, 3 million people fleeing a country, the majority of them women and children, some of the children with no parents. And we're looking now at hotels that are our members, like Hilton Group and like Accor and like IHG. They've got properties in Poland and in the other neighboring countries, and they're throwing their doors open, and they're really wrapping their arms literally and in every other way around these poor refugees fleeing this crisis. So it is primarily a humanitarian crisis. Some of our members actually have hotels in the central of Kyiv, and they've been keeping them open even though it's been really hard to get food supplies through. And it's because those hotels are housing journalists, they're housing UN witnesses, they're housing people that have just got stranded there, and they're housing, giving home and food to the NGOs, you know, the Red Crosses of this world, the people, the World Food Programme, the charities that are moving into that space to help the people. So hoteliers have always been very brave like that. They've always opened their arms. So first and foremost, as a leader, it is a humanitarian crisis. In terms of what it will mean for travel and tourism, interestingly, when this is over, I think everyone will want to support travel and tourism. You've seen how one of our members, Airbnb, have done the most amazing thing. They've said to people around the world, book an Airbnb place now in Ukraine. You're not going to go, but that money you're going to spend is going to go direct to the property owner, who's really going to need money on the ground. Great ideas. We've seen some really inventive ideas. Of course, also as businesses, we need to remain apolitical. It's often very, very difficult in these circumstances. Certainly the statement that I put out, I said, you know, we are hand in hand in solidarity for the Ukrainians and for Russians who wish to bring an early end to this crisis. It's a tough time.
So what do you see as a CEO's role now? Now that people are saying, well, I'm not following politics, I'm not following media as much, How do you view the CEO's role in building solidarity and a vision for a new peaceful world?
Yes, well, you're absolutely right. And travel and tourism, if it's one thing it represents peace. You know, we bring people together to visit different cultures, to have a greater understanding and respect for difference. You know, that is our world mission. And it's an interesting one because as a business, before COVID, it represented 10% of business globally. So it's a very, very big business, but it has a powerful unifying capability. And I think some of us are already looking at what will Ukraine, could Ukraine look like after this? And how can we help the Ukrainians rebuild their business? We are looking forward. You know, airlines at the moment are having to fly. If you're flying from the, if you're going flying east from Europe, and you're going to Asia, you're having to add about 1.5 to 2 hours to your trip because airspace is obviously doing a great big wide loop around Russia and the Ukraine. So there are real practical difficulties. We're also often the people that are getting food supplies in, and, you know, aviation during COVID was a massive a humanitarian airlift, really. All the supplies, whether it was the vaccinations, the drugs, the masks that we were all wearing, these were being flown around the world. Some countries were producing them themselves, but we have air travel to thank for that. So, yeah, we step up and we always have a role.
Okay, let's talk about what your goals are for the next 2 years. 2022-2023, and we've about 3 minutes left.
Fantastic. Well, the goals for the World Travel and Tourism Council is, first of all, to get the world moving again and try and reduce any remaining restrictions that exist around COVID and consign them to the rubbish heap or the trash can, as you say. Asia is probably the last part of the world that's going to be opening up, and WTTC are going to be hosting on the 22nd of April an incredible summit there to highlight that that part of the world is reopening. We also need to look forward and become more resilient. If we ever have any more airborne diseases or another variant of COVID, how can we integrate travel, health data into travel so we make it seamless so that countries don't need to close their frontiers, but they can do it on an individual basis. That's number one. Number two is sustainability. How can we be more sustainable? How can we reduce our carbon footprint? How can we show the value that travel and tourism brings to communities, to livelihoods? And how can we ensure that when we tread somewhere, we tread lightly, but that we leave a powerful legacy? So sustainability is the other key thing. And also just get people moving again and having a fun time. We all love travel.
And there you have it. What a pleasure it is speaking with you. Julia, what is the website if someone wants to go to WTTC?
It's WTTC.org. So www.wttc.org. And we'd welcome you to come and read our research. We've got some great material there.
And CEOs listening in, remember two things. When you are under great stress, great crisis, which unfortunately we may be for several years, who knows, do two things. Number one, slow down because your teams need to see you being slowed down, so it slows down their adrenaline. And the second is accept responsibility. See you next week.
Any place. anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Matt Sitter. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing terrific. Glad to be with you because Matt is the CEO of AFN. Out of all the CEO organizations in the world, it has a unique model. And being we've 600,000 listeners and about 51% are CEOs, I think this is going to be of great interest to you to learn about the AFN model. So why don't you describe what it is?
So first of all, Robert, AFN stands for Advantage Foundry Network. And the idea that we really primarily thought about is how could we actually think about how networks can enable leaders to do more of what they need to? How can you actually forge advantage? AFN is meant to be that advantage forging place for CEOs. And we were actually assisted quite a bit with how technology changed during the pandemic. Now everyone can use Zoom. And we thought, hey, how can we put together a network of people globally that allows people to take advantage of experience, expertise, and perspective that they otherwise couldn't? We want to bring CEOs together, and we actually can reformulate around the challenges that they have. So we put our CEOs into small, we call them hub groups of eight, where they go over challenges within their business as well as talking about a specific topic. And we do one-on-one sessions with each one of these CEOs every month. Now, the added benefit here is because we are centralized but distributed is that we have a centralized knowledge place that we can understand what's going on with the group overall. We can actually, if one person in a particular group is interested in talking about something but no one else is interested in talking about that in that group, ordinarily the conversation would just die. That person would be left wondering, hey, where am I going to get assistance on that? Because we look at it from a network perspective, we can actually reformulate the network, bring together membership around that particular challenge or opportunity to allow that CEO to be able to access information in a way that they couldn't otherwise.
And what size CEOs are ideal for this type of model when you're talking about centralized but distributed?
The CEO membership that we have, it is a broad range. So we do have some folks that are pre-revenue and building up a business right now up to hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. And I would say that the big differentiator for all of the CEOs that we have is that they're in a business that can scale. It doesn't rely on just a single person to be able to do what they need to do. They're looking to actually grow substantially and be able to leverage the experience of others to do so.
So what's an example of like an organization that you're working with? What type of meeting did they go to? And I know you've something like 50 meetings a year, which is exceptional.
We have far in excess of that number of meetings on a topical basis. And when you think about our part of how we thought about our organization and the type of CEOs that we are working to help. So there's certain topics that will be relevant to any CEO that's out there. Thought leadership, for instance. As the avatar for your business is a human voice to it, every single CEO needs to be thinking about thought leadership. But there's also certain things that you can learn from folks in different industries. For instance, we had someone who owns a brewery coupled with someone who works at a SaaS company who is running a SaaS company. And the SaaS company had a set of metrics related to customer acquisition cost. The CEO at the brewery had never thought about that business that way. And actually utilizing that metric changed entirely how they chose to look at their problem set.
It's a great example, you know. So you really get people, disparate people, working together to have a brain shared together, in a sense, right?
Yeah, you know, it's Mark Twain said there's no such thing as an original idea, and I really kind of glommed onto that. And there may be no such thing as an original idea, but there's infinite combination of ideas around that. And so when you're looking to solve a problem, you actually need that combination. And if the best people who come up with new ideas are connected to people who are unconnected to each other. They act as an integrator of knowledge. And so being able to create those happenstance collisions or that knowledge base for folks, being connected to folks that they wouldn't ordinarily be connected to, allows them to actually perceive problems in a different way.
It's a great example because I remember when I wrote the Transformative CEO and McGraw-Hill, we were talking about and everything. They said, what's the biggest finding? I said, really? That CEOs look outside their industry and get great ideas. So what you're doing that is empirically implementing that model. That to me is what's completely different about this.
I do think of the role of CEO. There's a couple ways that I describe it often is chief dot connector and head of market intelligence. So you've got to be the person who's actually connecting the dots for other folks, understanding where and why you're going. You need a view of the entire market, both to describe to your employees and investors so they know what direction you're trying to head. And they also need to be head of people. And what that means is that they've got to be bringing people into their organization and thinking about how their own network is operating such that they're getting maximum leverage out of the people that are around them, that they are learning what they need to, that they're getting the right mix of experience and expertise.
So AFN is a relatively newer organization, but you're growing dramatically at a geometric pace. What is your real vision for AFN as the CEO?
The power of the network is really what it comes down to. And as you add on to a network, it becomes even more powerful. Our community is approximately 2,700 people right now, about 60% outside the U.S. And I think that that's really important to be able to drive that information set from outside the U.S. Because even if you think about other countries in the world, we did an Innovation in Africa roundtable recently. And the reason why I think that that roundtable is really important is there's different constraints that many of the countries in Africa face than you may face elsewhere. You've got differences in telecoms and financial infrastructure. That means that they're going to innovate in an entirely different way. They've got these different problems that they're trying to overcome, but we can all learn from that. And so being able to centralize that learning, being able to build on that. In addition, when you think about what happens with roundtables in the past or meetings that you have, you could have had a great time meeting someone. You said, hey, I got to talk to that person later. Really enjoyed it. Now we can start to think about those meetings, those conversations as data. We can understand what people are talking about, what topics lead to other topics, and how people are actually conversing with one another. And so an important part of the backbone of AFN is saying, hey, what actually can come of the data that's generated by these wonderful conversations that we have for use by the members of the network?
You know, it reminds me when you're talking about adding to the network and the power of the network, and it adds each time you bring someone in. I remember talking with Reid Hoffman about how, when he founded LinkedIn, and he said, well, it's sort of like a fax machine. It's not really very much value if you're the only one with it, but when everyone has it, you expand in value. And it seems to me, you know, that was his model for building LinkedIn, and that's the model, really, that you're using, but for building CEO networks.
That's right. And, you know, I think that's a perfect example of the fax machines. There's also, there's something called Dunbar's number out there. It's 150, and that's supposed to be the maximum number of relationships that as humans we can actually handle. Going back to our, you know, caveman brains, this is how when we looked at the village that we were in, we could handle looking at 150. Maybe that number's 200, maybe it's 100, maybe it's bigger. We're definitely under the illusion that it's larger at this point when we have thousands and thousands of LinkedIn connections. But the main point of that is that your attention span that you can devote to building relationships is finite. And so having assistance on how you're actually managing your network and being able to manage that finite resource, that scarce resource you have of relationships that you can manage is really an aim for AFN as well. So we're making sure that the best relationships can come to the fore when you need it.
So, Matt, let's talk about a personal challenge that you've had in life, how you face that, and what you learned from the experience.
I would say, you know, a really formative experience for me was growing up playing water polo, actually. I'm not a tall guy. I'm 5'8". If you see the really great water polo players out there, they're 6'3", 6'5", much, much bigger. I was never the biggest, was never the fastest, was never the strongest, was never the most athletic. And what that meant was for me to actually excel, I had to understand how a team was operating. I had to understand exactly how everyone was capable of contributing to our ultimate goal, which was winning a game. And by understanding that team, that was really informative for me for the rest of my life. But I played on many, many championship teams, and that really cemented that feeling. It's like, hey, how can teams actually operate well? And as I was going through my career, I ended up being in charge of teams that I shared absolutely no functional expertise with. Software developers, nurses, dietitians, physicians, and so on. I couldn't have micromanaged them if I wanted to. But how the team operated was critical to me. I didn't have to be the one who knew everything. I had to be the one who could help the teammate actually excel in the situation that they were in.
And there you have it. We're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Matt from his unique position about the role of a CEO in the world and some best practices he's learned from working with all of these CEOs who are under a dramatic growth trajectory. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who are reinventing the fabric of America. We're here today with Matt Sitter, who is the CEO of AFN. And we've talked about your unique model of centralization, decentralization, and really it's about building networks for people so they can have significant growth. Let's talk about what you've learned from CEOs. Right now, we're seeing with Russia-Ukraine, in a sense, a solidarity where politics and media have not become the main driver, but CEOs are now driving the unification and galvanizing people together. What is your take on a CEO's role in building a better world?
I think one of the things that's really interesting on what we've seen in the Russia-Ukraine crisis that we've got is that everyone has an opportunity to view themselves as a global citizen. And what are the rights and responsibilities and privileges that go along with that? I think that CEOs are in a privileged position to really be able to make things happen in a way that some other folks aren't. You garner organizations that you can actually move with. And the demand is more so now on CEOs and leaders of organizations to actually be a voice, to be able to say, hey, what do I stand for? What should the organization stand for? And so being able to be a global citizen means that you're taking the opportunity to actually make sure that there are ways that you can help the world, that those specific ways that, you know, maybe your business can actually drive forward and be consistent with what you're doing. One of our CEOs runs a recruiting firm. And she actually, in looking at how the refugee crisis was happening in Ukraine, she set up a nonprofit to be able to take those folks who are coders and be able to make sure that they have jobs when they're leaving Ukraine, so that as they become refugees, that they're less of a drain on the economies that they are going to, so that they can actually continue to contribute well within the world. And really, this has a couple of knock-on effects. It makes sure that they have some agency to be able to leave Russia or be able to leave Ukraine to begin with, that they can actually feel like they don't have to stay in a bad situation if they've got a position that is going to allow them to care for themselves and their family. I also think when we're looking at what we've learned from CEOs overall, it is a very privileged position we're in with AFN, that we get to, being in the center of the network, we get to hear about absolutely everything of their best ideas. When ideas are coming in from CEOs throughout the network, we can actually use those ideas because we're centralized. We can spread that to the rest of the network to allow those ideas to propagate in a way that they couldn't otherwise. We can use that to drive motion forward. And when you see inspiration, like the woman who I spoke of, who built that nonprofit for the refugees from Ukraine, that actually galvanizes the efforts of others in our network too. They say, hey, I don't have to feel like I could be powerless against this. There's things that I can do that don't require me to get on a plane and fly and physically help people. There's things that my company and my organization can do in the course of our business.
It's a great example. So when you look at the CEO's role, how do you see the concept of leadership changing post-2022, or will it not change?
I think the pressures are changing somewhat on leaders within the community. So as a CEO, I would say prior, you know, you could be more internally focused. Now the expectation is that you are an avatar for your business, that you are representing, that you are a human voice around it. So the responsibility, I'd say, that they have, you know, when they're thinking about how their voice is coming out in the world, they have to be able to talk about what's important to their company and what they stand for. But also the CEO has to be able to speak to how they are leading, because the audience that they're speaking to, it's not just their customers. It's not just influencers that are out there. It's potential employees. It's potential partners who it's all important on how a business is actually addressing the world. What they value is going to make a big difference in what direction the compass points on what their ultimate objective is.
When you look at CEOs, here's a question I would like to get your insight from. If there was one position that they should hire to do anything in the world, what would that position be over the next year?
When I am talking to our members often, I talk about the concept of leverage. So, you know, you're limited on being a single person. There's only so much reach that you can have. So how can you actually extend that reach? How can you actually make sure that you're hiring to the best of your ability to make sure that you're focused on the things that you can? The types of positions, I think, one of them that's really interesting that actually borrows from the military quite a bit is the chief of staff. And the chief of staff acts like an agent for the CEO, acts on their behalf, and is really able to be the glue within their organization. There always needs to be grease on communication and collaboration. If someone's totally focused on that communication and collaboration, the likelihood is that you can go further, faster around it. And being able to surface those ideas, you know, the chief of staff is meant to have the pulse of the organization and be able to help drive it in a direction. It also can be a source of information for the CEO. And really allowing the grassroots part of the organization to surface ideas that may help drive greater speed to the organization. When we think about networks overall, the most important part of a network is that it's made up of a ton of different nodes. And so how are you surfacing information from those different nodes anytime? And it can't be just through the traditional hierarchies that we have that came out of, you know, manufacturing organizations. Organizations have to operate like a network to be able to surface those ideas and be able to allow them to bubble up in a way that can be meaningful for the organization and for the ecosystem that organization operates in.
You represent a lot of mid-sized companies. So here's the question. What can mid-sized companies learn from CEOs of large enterprises, and what can CEOs of large enterprises learn from mid-sized companies?
Fundamentally, organizations exist to create scale in some way, shape, or form. Smaller companies, they do have to be innovating on a constant basis. They have to be scrapping for what are the opportunities that are out there. And they often have a narrower set of a market that they have to look at. And so for larger companies, oftentimes they're looking for solutions to problems that are difficult to find internal to your company. You know, you've taken a group of people and you've allowed their specialties to be divided in such a way that you can't always get the connection between different parts of the organization that smaller companies can a lot more easily and be closer to the market. Now, on the flip side, I think that smaller companies, the critical part for them is how you actually scale into a market. This is what large organizations have down pat, is they say, hey, how are we actually taking a division of labor and making sure that we can utilize people to the best of their ability? Being able to find those efficiencies is something that larger organizations are really, really good at.
So final question, what is the website of AFN? If any CEOs listening in want to find out more,
you can find out more about AFN at afn.global. No.com, just afn.global. We really are a global organization. We believe that every part of the globe can really contribute to a conversation.
And there you have it, Matt. A real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thanks, Robert.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.